Your Sunday Funday just got a whole lot more fun. It's Frank and Kathy on WGN Radio right now.
Hey, everybody.
It makes me smile every time I hear it, Ashley.
I can't help it, Ashley. I'm sorry. It's not even a bad thing, but I think Kathy and I are both smiling big, giant smiles of joy.
I felt like such a goofball doing it because I was trying to put my face into it. So I'm sitting alone in a studio saying that, and I'm like, I'm doing this for myself.
Can you feel her face in that?
Yes. Totally. And the energy, and it's all good. Right now. Especially that part. I like that. Right now.
So authoritative. I love it.
Yep.
Welcome back, Kathy.
Thanks.
Where you been?
Yeah, what was it? Last weekend? Last Sunday? Oh, it was my 10-year-old's first wrestling tournament. So
how'd that go?
Insane. I thought he just started. Like, he's only been playing. Listen to me. He's only been wrestling for a month and going to practice and stuff. So,
Is he natural?
No. No, because you know how a lot of kids are just, they love to fight and wrestle and, like, with other kids, you know, when they're hanging out, or brothers, you know, just beat the crap out of each other. And he's not that kid at all. Very social. So I think he did it for the social aspect. And so the first meet was a huge eye opener for him.
How was the guy? So you're saying he didn't win?
No, he had three matches, I believe, and he did have three, and he lost all of them, but he was the only rookie, the only inexperienced guy. So
did they take it easy on him, or
no? And we can talk more about that later, but it was quite an eye opener for both of us, for mom and for him. And then the week before that, I was in Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving.
Catching up with the loved ones.
Visiting family. Yeah, my dad's out there, my stepmom, in rural Pennsylvania. So
where exactly? I got family out there.
Kind of just outside of Philly in Bucks County. So it's nothing but, like, this is where there's so much history there. Oh my God, I'm totally blanking. Like, George Washington, there's a lot of George Washington history there, and I'm embarrassed that I can't remember what exactly it was. But Washington's Crossing is right there. So a lot of old historical stuff, a lot of rolling hills. And
you grew up there?
Old, no. No, but my dad and my stepmom did. They grew up in the area. So
I got family in Erie. Is that anywhere near there?
I don't know, but it's...
Because it sounds exactly like what you're describing. Nothing.
Nothing. Right? Nothing.
Wood, like, spares.
No fast food in case Thanksgiving went bad.
Good thing.
No, it was a good thing.
Did you eat healthy while you were there? Or
no, so I ate so much stuffing. It was ridiculous. I was so bloated and disgusting, and I loved every second of it.
You gotta do it every now and then.
It was awesome. I'm one of those people, I can take a straw and put it in the gravy and just drink it. Oh. Especially if it's a really good one.
Oh, you just gave me a stomach ache just thinking about that.
Yeah. So that was the last 2 weeks, and then we got a puppy. So that anybody that has a puppy, we wanted to rescue a dog. I said, I'm not doing a puppy. It's like getting a kid.
Getting a kid.
And I said, no, I'm too old for this. I don't need it.
What kind of puppy did you get?
A pug.
Puppy.
Yeah, we're a pug family. So
love pugs.
Pugs are great dogs. And
what'd you name them?
We're going Augie.
Augie.
You know the movie Wonder?
Yes.
Julia Roberts was in it. And that kid that went to school with, with the helmet on.
Yeah, the space helmet. Yeah.
Yes. Great movie. I just love everything about that movie. I've seen it several times, and it's just a real inspiration.
Sure.
So we named him Augie. And although he doesn't know it yet because he's 4 months old.
Right.
So we're getting there. We just brought him home. So
how's the potty training process going?
It's actually not bad. We've only had two accidents in the house. I've learned a lot with dogs, so I know to give him the treats outside as soon as he goes. But I'm that obnoxious person. I'm like, go potty. Well, like, with my voice really high, and I won't do it because it's obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure all the neighbors are like, wow, listen to her. That's so... But it's what you have to do with puppies.
My father-in-law laughs at me because I can untrain any dog in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So if you ever need a dog untrained, bring him to my house.
What do? Do you totally spoil him?
Totally spoil them, and, you know, I don't know. We've had a couple dogs, because my father-in-law he helps people place dogs.
Okay.
just as a hobby kind of thing. Like, he just knows a lot of people in the dog world, and he constantly is, you know, finding great breeders and connecting with good people.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally he'll come across a rescue here and there, be like, excuse me, it's great for you. I'm like, all right, we'll try him out. never fails that the dog will crap all over our house.
Oh.
Even though if I'm being regimented first thing in the morning, you know, right after, like half hour after he eats, all that stuff.
Yeah.
He'll still crap and pee all over the house.
Are you rewarding him when he goes outside?
Yeah. I mean,
are you?
I don't know. What do I got to do? I
mean, you give him a little treat. Take
yeah,
little
I
treats outside.
That.
And
I
as soon
him.
As they do it, that's why it's so obnoxious, because they go outside and you're like sounding like, you know, it's this newborn baby and it's that obnoxious voice. And
yeah,
but so, you have to do it.
I know. And so what I've done now is realize my limitations. And now we only get dogs that are trained.
Good.
So we're about a year old. We'll get them and we'll take them in at that point.
You know your limitations. That's good.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, puppies are so cute, especially pugs with their big giant eyes.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
So cute. Alien like.
Totally. Well, my teenage daughter said she's the one that really wanted the pug. Badly, because we had a pug in the past and it was the greatest dog ever.
She live at home still?
So yeah, so I said, okay, well, you know, you're responsible, like, with all the members of the family, to take care of the dog. She actually took it out first thing this morning. I didn't even have to ask her.
So great.
We'll see how long it lasts.
You know, the one thing that I always try to tell people when they talk to me about dogs is don't do it in the winter. Don't get a puppy in the winter.
I know.
Why would you do it
it's
now?
It's terrible. Well, because,
so bad.
Yeah, he was available.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
true.
Yeah, it's good timing for our family to have this dog. So,
well, speaking of timing, we do have to take a break. But before that, we have some fun guests up for you guys today and some really interesting topics, like how to figure out if you're in a toxic friendship.
Toxic friendship? Oh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of toxic relationships going on.
We can generalize that and just say relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the show, the folks from New City, you know, over at Lincoln Park, that awesome new development that went on with.
I'm not familiar with it all. I'm embarrassed to say, but I'm not going to lie and say, oh, yeah, I know that place. I don't. So
it's
I can't
beautiful.
Wait to hear all about it.
Yeah. And they're going to give some gift suggestions for those hard to buy folks in your life.
There's a
and
lot.
And then you're and I's good friend, Kathleen Keenan Henson's going to be here.
I love her.
She's an entrepreneur extraordinaire. You might have heard her on our show once or twice during our Wonder Woman segments. She's involved with a lot of fun projects involving kindness. I'm super happy for her because she's just found love again.
Yeah, one of the greatest human beings on the planet.
Yeah.
We promise it won't be too much of a love fest and a gush fest, but
it could be a little bit of a
she's
gush
awesome.
Fest. All right, all that and more coming up right after this.
Catch up.
Welcome back to the Sunday Funday Show. Kathy Hart, Frank Fontana.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, you know what? I don't know why that just reminded me when I said yo. You asked me what we named our pug, and
yeah.
I said Augie. I forgot to tell you, we almost named him Frank.
Oh, in honor of me?
No.
Oh.
Because he's a tank. He's only
right, in honor of me?
4 months, but he's like Frank the Tank.
I would have gone with that one.
Well.
Because what can you, like, Augie the Puggy?
Well, it doesn't have to rhyme.
Oh, Augie the Puggy.
But then somebody reminded me there was a TV show way back, like, I don't know, in the 60s or 70s, Augie Doggy, something.
Doggy.
I don't know. Mm. I mean, I'm old, but it was even a little before my time.
So it might be before my time, too.
Yeah, so.
Hey, I forgot to ask you, too. When the whole wrestling with your son deal and he didn't win, how did you handle that?
Oh, you know what? Because he was a rookie and he was the first, it was the first wrestling match for him. He was up against so many other kids that have been doing this for years, and he was in 3 different matches. One kid took him down in like 10 seconds. That was the very first match. He comes off the mat, and I could see the tears in it. There were a lot of tears by a lot of kids because they're young. He's 10 and even younger. There were 5-year-olds wrestling.
Right.
So comes off the mat, I could see he's trying really hard not to cry, and he did it, and I said, I'm proud of you. You got your first match under your belt. I said, all these kids have experience, and you don't, so it's okay. The second kid, the mom looked at me, and she's like, is he yours? I'm like, yeah, is he yours? Yeah. I'm like, he's never done this before. We're kind of terrified. And she goes, oh, my kid's like a state champ. And I'm like, what? Why are they paired up together? Her son was so gracious. He ended up just letting my son wrestle for about a minute. You know, he could have pinned him in like 5 seconds. But I thought it was so kind and so gracious for this kid to just let him work. And then his coach was like, pin him.
Boom.
So,
done.
Bam.
Well, you know, saying that, I mean, I think about this. I read this article the other day about, you know, winning and losing in today's youth sports.
Mm-hmm.
And how some parents and teams and leagues believe in giving trophies and badges and anyway.
You know, to everybody,
to
regardless
everybody.
Of...
Right.
Yeah.
And before we give our opinion, 312-981-7200, we'd love to hear what you guys think on this topic. Do you think it's right if a kid loses to reward them anyway? Or mm-hmm. are we teaching kids the wrong message here about life? That sometimes life is going to be hard. Sometimes you're not going to get that reward.
Yeah.
You know, what's your feeling on that?
Yeah, well, let's see what people think, because I think a lot of people have different opinions on it.
Sure.
We're becoming so soft now that it used to be the way to think, oh, we should reward all. You know, you gave it an effort and that needs to be rewarded. And I agree with that. But
I think, on what level right.
does it need to be rewarded?
What you did, I think, you know, that personal, you know, reward between parent and child mm-hmm. or coach and child. Hey, you gave it your best. You know, good job. But the idea of that every, you know, that kid who busted his butt and has been doing it forever and woke up at 4 a.m. for, yeah. you know, 10 years straight to yeah. train himself to be the best, you know, and earn that trophy.
Well, here's the deal. He got a medal and it said 4th place and there were 4 kids. So that was last place.
Right.
And when we got home, he said, I don't want that stupid medal. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, every time you see that medal, I want you to remember you were the rookie. All these other kids had experience. You had the courage to get on that mat 3 times in a row, even though you lost. You had the courage to get on. So every time you see that medal, I want you to know that you were a beginner. You weren't expected to win. You were expected to go in there and survive.
Yeah.
And you did.
You showed up.
So I want you to look at that 4th place medal with pride.
Sure.
You didn't deserve a 1st place because you don't have the experience, and those other kids did.
Yeah.
And that's something to work toward.
It's a good speech. Let's talk to Lydia, who has opinion on the matter. Hey, Lydia, how are you?
Hey, thank you. Ironically, I'm going into my son's travel hockey championship.
Oh.
Wow. All right. So what say you on this?
Huh? I think we need to go back to the age of building resiliency in our kids. It's not reasonable to feel like we have to have a little safety net underneath them because we're just simply fearful of hurt feelings. It's a part of life. And really, I focus on that word resilience. I think we're not doing them a favor by leading them down a path that is not real life.
Yeah,
it's in our workplace. It's everywhere. It's in relationships. You know, what are they going to do when they have their heart broken? You know.
Yeah.
Right. It's all work. Everything is work, whether it's a relationship, a job, or a sport. How is he going to work with that hockey championship today? And what age?
He is 13.
Okay.
So, you know, you win, you get to go to Port Huron, Canada.
Oh,
you
nice.
You get to stay home. So that's it.
How
you know?
Old is your
and
son?
They're going to work for it. They're darndest, but
13.
Hopefully they won't come up short.
Yeah, that's an age where I think they start to get it. It's at the younger ages where they cry. We had a lot of wrestlers cry. Hi, Brian. Bye, Brian.
Brian just pressed his butt cheeks against the wall, Lydia.
Yeah,
I just want
we
you
were
to
talking
know.
About that earlier.
Yeah.
So it's just that age where when they are younger, because my son is 10, and I think he's old enough to understand, you know, if you want that 1st place trophy, you have to work for it. And you did work for it, but those other kids worked harder because they've been doing it longer. So it's inspiration to just work harder to get that 1st place trophy.
Yeah, thank
you. But I would say even when they're young, even when they're 6, let's not steer them in the wrong direction. They got to learn it at the youngest of ages.
Yeah.
So do we blame?
It's just like telling the 2-year-old in the story, you can't have that right now.
Yeah. Do you blame the parents or do you blame the leagues? You know, like because as a parent of a 4- and 7-year-old, it's hard to watch my kid be disappointed, or any parent, I would imagine, to see your kid disappointed, walk up and cry. So I think the parents are really the ones
learning.
Advocating.
It's disappointment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So my point, though, Lydia, is that it's really the disappointment of the parent and the shame of the parent than it is the child.
The parents can't handle the disappointment, so they want to take it out on the league or the coach or something else. And the kid actually suffers for that. Right? Lydia?
I'm hearing more parents not in favor of these participation trophies.
It's good. It's
really
good.
Nothing
well,
is
you
done
know why?
They sit in a closet and, you know.
Because I think we see the results of it and we don't like the results of it. So now we want to go back to tough love with sporting.
Yeah, I agree. Lydia, thanks so much for your 2 cents. Good luck with the game today and hopefully he doesn't
get
a trophy if he loses.
I better get in there. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Go to Canada. I hope it works.
Oh, gosh. This is phone lines are heating up. Texts are flying in. We do have to take a quick break, though, and we'll continue the conversation a little bit as we meet with Kathleen Henson. She'll probably have some two cents on this matter. She has a bunch of kids in school. What do you got?
Can we share this one?
The bowling one? Yes, absolutely, please.
We got a text from someone that said, in the 70s, I got a trophy for worst bowler, and it really hurt.
I love that.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's great.
Clearly, if you're still thinking about it, it did hurt.
Totally did. And then a couple more here. Don't reward losing, but do give a trophy for worst.
But don't give the trophy for worst.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we come back. We will talk with Kathleen Henson.
Awesome. Girls who run the world. Girls who run the world.
Girls who run the world. Girls who run the world. Girls do run the world.
I love it.
Kathy Hart, Frank Fontana, and being joined by the one and only Kathleen Henson.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
What's up?
It's so fun to see you both together in the same place.
It feels good.
I think
it does feel good.
We all go way back. I mean, I remember you in your PR days, like, decades ago.
Yeah. Well, thanks for aging me, but yeah.
Well, me too. Me too, because I was there, so.
So for those who don't know Kathleen Henson, which probably isn't many in Chicago, Kathleen Henson is the owner, entrepreneur extraordinaire, agency H5, formerly Henson Consulting. Been in business here a long time, representing some of the biggest and baddest brands in the country.
I'm very lucky to get to work with some pretty cool brands. Yeah.
You are.
And nonprofits and people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love my job.
Outside of your professional world, and we'll talk about that, you're something else, kid. And I mean that in the best way possible. Like, you are truly a warrior princess.
Princess.
Right? I mean that because, like, you've been through so many life things in the last, like, 4 years.
Yeah.
And I've known you probably going on, like, 7 years now, maybe, or longer.
Yeah.
And anybody who follows Kathleen on Instagram, why am I getting emotional?
Oh, look at you. That's so sweet, Frank.
I know, because she's come full circle.
She's unbelievable. Like, to go through what you went through, and if anybody doesn't know, it's just a lot of life stuff that happened all at once. Probably losing your mom and dad within a
14 weeks of one another this past year.
Wow. And not only that, but a mom and dad that were so instrumental in not only who you are as a human being, but as an entrepreneur, and that provided just so much love and guidance to you to lose them both. Not to, like, get you all emotional,
no,
but
okay.
To be able to survive that and then survive some other personal things, deeply, deeply personal things in your life, and to get through it the way you did is just, like, how?
Yeah. Good
question.
Well,
God, I have to say I have a really strong faith. I have an incredible circle of friends and family, I think, that kind of rallied behind me. And, you know, I kind of believe, like, relationships, much like the two of you, you plant these seeds in your life of like, relationships and goodness through just connections you have with people. And then it's amazing how they bloom when you need them most, right? Mm. And so, yeah, I went through a divorce. I went through a lot of loss related to that was heartbreak. Unexpected, of course. And then I have 5 beautiful children and they're my world. So obviously helping them survive some of that loss was obviously the most important value in my entire life, but beyond work. And then I did lose my parents both, in the course of 14 weeks. My dad died actually a year ago this week. So,
wow.
But I have to say they were the best, to your point, Kathy, they were the best example of love to me and kindness and nurturing. My mom was the most nurturing woman and my dad was the kindest man. And I think that's the merger of who I am, is trying to be leading with kindness, but also nurturing my children and my business and my friendships.
So let me ask you, how do you, when you're going through all that, a lot of people will, because hurt people hurt. You hear that a lot.
Yeah.
So how do you make that switch, because it does seem like human nature when you're hurting to take it out on your kids or take it out on your employees. How do you train your brain to not be that person and to be strong and be kind?
Well, I think it's a choice. I really actually think you make a choice, right? When you're going through all of that, it's easy to want to give up. And there were days where, man, I wasn't sure I wanted to, like, really plow through it all, but I had to, because I had a purpose, which was being a mother. And I had a lot of people that were depending on me at my company. I have 50 employees and I have a lot of incredible friends. So I think you make a choice to take the lessons that God gives you in your life and use them for the benefit of others. And I think that's the, I guess, methodology for the last 3 years of my life, has been to use these life examples as ways to tell other people and encourage them that they can get through them too. And the cool thing is I have come full circle and I feel so much joy now, but it makes the joy so much sweeter and happier now because of the fact that I've been through so much loss.
So with not having the ability to you know, with the responsibility of your kids and taking on majority of that, running a big business, you had to have a portion of time where you grieve the loss of your parents, you grieve the lost relationship, while all the rest of the world is circulating around you. You know, like to say that, you know, kindness is everything, I agree with you. At the same time, you're human. You got kicked in the knee.
Yeah, you've got to be strong, like, for everybody else.
Yeah, like what were those moments for you where, because I mean, I think it relates to a lot of people listening, where you just felt like, you know, God, I'm on my knees praying to not one more kick in the leg, not one more blow, and then it happens again.
Yeah, and then it happened again.
Right? So talk to us about pulling out. What does that feel like for you? What was those down moments versus, you know, the climb back up?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're right that it seemed like nothing else could go wrong. And then, I don't know, 10 more things did.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I started to get perspective around that each day is important. And I think I focused on the hour, then first the minute, then the hour, then the day, and then the week. So I started like just taking little sections of my day and being the best version of me in those moments. Mm-hmm. And then by just being kind or being able to, I don't know, blessing others actually has been a really great way, I think, to make myself get through some hard times. It's easy to help and serve others, I think, when you're feeling pain. I've chosen that because then it makes it all worth it to help another human being. But yeah, I mean, geez, I mean, I've had lots of bad days. I am certainly not perfect, but I have a lot of great people around me that also have given me a little grace to go like, okay, she's having a rough day, or I can understand why she's hurting. But I'm learning that a lot of times we think other people are seeing our worst day, but they're maybe working on their own day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we all are self like reflective and going like, oh no, does someone see me poorly in this moment? And I actually think most people are worried about their own day and maybe not paying so much attention to me.
Yeah. Well, and I also heard somewhere that, the bigger the storm you're going through, the more God is at work on you. And his plan for you.
Big plan for me. I had no idea. Yeah.
big plan.
He had a big plan for me. But you know what? It's kind of fun, actually, now, because I can retrospectively look back and be like, I'm not sorry any of it happened. I mean, I was going to have to lose my parents at some point. They were in their 80s. I had the best parents. So instead of using even like this week to be sad about my dad's anniversary of his passing, I'm like, I want to choose opportunities to be extra kind to people and do extra kind things this week in honor of him. So,
it's a great perspective. And you know what I think, especially in our society nowadays, we feed off being a victim. It's like, woe is me, this happened to me. And you know, I should get better treatment because I'm a victim. This happened to me and that happened to me. And it seems like I'm telling you, for me personally, once I got out of victim mentality and looked at these obstacles and whatever else happened as a blessing, that it was leading toward better things. Once I took off the victim hat, it made a huge difference.
Yeah, that's true. And I've been writing a lot. I've been fortunate to get an opportunity to start writing a lot for Better from NBC News. And so I kind of pour my soul out in those pieces and they come very quickly to me. Like I can write them in 30 minutes, but I feel like that's a purge for me often. You know, I've gone through a lot of life change, including like my daughter going off, my first child, Emily, who's here with us today.
What's up, Emily?
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Going off to college. And for some people, that's very traumatic, right? She's my one of my very best friends in the whole wide world.
Emily, how's she doing?
She's doing great.
Are you sure?
She's holding it together. That's awesome. I mean, you are a shining example to your children. I will say that. You know, we talked professionally how you know, kind of keep focused and stay focused. Your relationship side of things has been an interesting story to follow, too. And, you know, I'm excited to, you know, I think we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about navigating dating post-divorce, if that's okay.
Wow.
okay, we
were teasing dating tips, and Kathy's like, do we have a dating expert? I'm like, yeah, kind of. Kathleen Hanson's going to be here.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm an expert in it. Right. I didn't do too much dating.
Perspective.
Perspective.
Exactly. I also want to talk to you about hanging out with Bono last week, or this week.
Yeah. Lots to talk about. Kathleen Hanson's joining us. Kathy Hart, Frank Fontana. We will be right back. Welcome back to the Sunday Fun Day Show. Kathy Hart's here.
Hello.
Kathleen Hanson's here.
Hello.
And that's me, Frank Fontana. And Emily's here. She's just hanging out in the background.
Hi. Emily Henson's in the house.
We're talking about coming full circle with Kathleen Hanson, owner of Agency H5, formerly Hanson Consulting, all around, I don't know, spiritual philanthropist. I wow. like to say.
So many titles.
Wow. So many titles. So I can many keep titles. Going.
I know. And we just heard Bono. Bono was in town this week. And for those that don't know where, when, why, tell us about it.
Oh, it was so cool. My boyfriend, Chris Sarpy, was in town from Dallas. And we went to the Economic Club of Chicago to see Bono speak about his life and legacy around giving back. And
how was that?
So cool. Like, we were so close to him. And what a humble guy. What an amazingly cool.
I dig him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, I was so impressed with him because he's Bono, right? We were saying there's only a few people with, like, first name status. Beyonce, Madonna, Oprah,
yeah.
and Bono. So we got to meet Bono. I mean, we didn't get to meet him. I have to say, I wish I got to meet him. But we were really close to him, and we got to hear him speak about his legacy around, you know, Red and the One campaign. And just his philosophy on using the YouTube platform actually to bless other people everywhere he goes, which I think is super cool.
Yeah, I think that he does a really good job. I remember when he was in Chicago years ago when the Gap opened on Michigan Avenue. And that's when he, I believe, he and his wife started Red. Mm-hmm. And the whole Red campaign, because the Gap was carrying, I still have my red jeans. They're not the color red, but they're jeans, and they have, like, the red label.
Mm-hmm. The tag, yeah.
And I don't think they're still in the Gap, but still, it was, and he came to town for it, or he and his wife.
Are they still fit, Kev?
They, yes.
Nice.
Well, I've had moments.
Sure. Some I've
year,
had moments.
Some years they fit, some years they don't. but he and his wife are another couple that's just an inspiration in giving back.
Yeah, he spoke about his wife, Allie, a lot during the speech and how they met the same week they founded U2. So they've been together as long as U2 has been around.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And she stuck with him through
we
all the rock
star stuff. We can all learn something
stuff, right?
from him.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of learning something, you know, I mentioned before the break about, you know, kind of being your own somewhat of a self-proclaimed dating. I'm just saying
I'm
this
rolling
loosely.
My eyes at you because I
You totally are. But you've survived divorce and you got yourself back on your feet. You started getting out there again and you finally found somebody you clicked with. What was that like for you? Building enough, you know, oomph to say, I'm ready to get back out there and I'm going to try this whole dating thing. I haven't done it in like 30 years, but I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah. I didn't really like dating, to be honest with you. I wasn't ever expecting to not be married.
Yeah.
I mean, I was married 18 years and I was in it for the long haul. That's what marriage is about for me. But yeah, unfortunately, that wasn't the right. I mean, again, back to God having a plan. That was not the right relationship, apparently, for me for the long haul. So I was sort of in the healing mode for a while. And then, yeah, I went on some dates. I tried those awful dating apps. I'm not
oh, did you?
I did.
I have some
Kathy.
Friends that are doing it.
I hated
and-
it.
At any age, it has to be bad, but it just seems, I don't know, and maybe that's not even true. Any age, it has to be bad going on the dating apps because what do you believe? Like, what was your very first date from an app? What was that like?
Were you catfished?
No. I mean, you know what? I believe in talking to people a little bit before I go on a date with them, but I, you know, it was lame. Honestly, I hadn't really wanted that to be how I met the person that I wanted to be with. But I had to figure that out for myself. And I guess using the dating app was the way you, I guess, go about it sometimes to get connected. And we both were just talking about our pal, Bella Gandhi. She was like, get out there, do something. Bella's a dating expert here in Chicago. But so I did. I did a few dates. But no, the way I met the man that I'm dating now was actually through someone who had encouraged me to meet him for like 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a setup. It was a setup.
Wow.
So setups do work occasionally.
Well, if the person doing the setting up knows you really well and knows the kind of personality that you'll mesh with, that might help.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it worked.
It did.
Do you feel that it worked also because you're more whole than you've ever been?
Definitely. I think that part of the blessing in this particular relationship is the fact that I started it very much myself. I think a lot of times people put fronts out of who they want to be in a dating relationship as opposed to just being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I met Chris, I was just completely myself. And he saw that right from the get-go. But, you know, the person that set us up was his cousin. So she knew him very well and she knew me very well. So she had a really good context of why we both would match. But I just didn't believe her because, you know, I'm just very stubborn.
Skeptical. And yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Especially if you had a couple of dates where it didn't really go well. And then you have to question yourself if you're ready for it after having gone through a lot of stuff that you did. But it sounds like you were.
But back to like God having a plan, I dated a bit for the last year. And then it was like at the perfect time. I think when I was perfectly ready to meet the right person that it happened. So I think for people that are out there that want to date again. I think it's important to feel good as yourself. And I'm part of this little photo exhibit that's in Chicago called Chicago Lights. And the photo that was taken of me that's in that exhibit, by a very good friend of mine, Abigail Zoe Martin, a really amazing acclaimed London photographer who came here to Chicago. She took a picture of me 5 days before I met my boyfriend, Chris. So I actually see a visual representation of me joyful and happy and complete and whole before I met him.
Wow.
Wow. That's
cool. So I have that like proof, you know?
Well, it seems like a lot of people, if they get out of a relationship, there's the whole rebound relationship, or there's just getting out there and dating again, thinking that they have to be with someone instead of maybe trying to like love themselves first.
Work on yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Get to a good place where they feel comfortable with themselves before. But a lot of people don't even realize that. They just want to get back out there. So what advice would you have to people if they feel like they need to be with someone?
I'd say focus on looking inward and writing down even a little bit about what you want for your future. I actually did that a year ago. I wrote down a, sort of what my vision for my life was going to be without any man in my life. And then actually it sort of started to come true. And it wasn't just my relationship. It was my children. It was my travel ideas. It was my ability to write, you know, more nationally. And I started to look back at that sort of manifestation, and I'm like, it happened. A lot of it happened. It was pretty cool. So I would say write stuff down you want.
Okay.
And look at it and believe it. I think believing it too was also half that, right? Is believing those things you're writing down are going to happen.
Well, Bono said something else this week that was really cool. He said, he loves the Beatles, but he said, imagine, he's not a fan of that song. He talked about that. He said, I'm more like Nike, just do it. I don't want people dreaming. I want you to just decide what you want in your life and just proclaim it. And I've been, I think, in this chapter of my life, proclaiming more what I want and putting it out there, and the universe is listening, or God, you know, I believe it's God, but
yeah, somebody's listening.
Speaking of chapters, you brought in a cool book, Gather As You Go.
Yeah, what's that all about? About this.
So there's this incredible woman in Chicago, Carol Burnick, an incredibly successful business leader here. She was the chairwoman of Alberto Culver for many, many years and sold it to Unilever. Very successful. But she wrote this book and self-published it, which is at gatherasyougo.com, to really bless other people with all the lessons she learned along her life's path, right? And I love that about her, because she could have been quiet. She wasn't a very press-like forward person in her business life. But now it's not really about promoting her herself at all. It's really about promoting all the things that she learned, good, bad, and ugly in her life, and put it in this book. So like, you can open it to any page and learn something pretty magical. I love this book.
That's what's really great about this book, is it's not like a book that you read chapter after chapter after chapter. You could open, like you said, to any page and get some oh, Frank, there's like furniture stuff in here.
I saw some home decor stuff, which
hey,
I like.
You'd
I
like
could
that.
Make a connection if you...
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
I'm all about connections.
I like this quote, and I think you posted this on Instagram. It takes 7 positive statements to counter 1 negative.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
You can't underestimate positivity.
I agree. I'm all about it.
This
world
negative.
Needs it, right, Frank? I mean, like, the world right now is so negative in a lot of ways. I think that I try to surround myself with people that are joyful and positive. And Carol Burnick, man, she's become an incredible mentor to me. Smart, smart woman on a business perspective, but even more so on just on a humanity perspective. And I admire her greatly. And all the sales of the proceeds of that book go to benefit Enchanted Backpack, her charity that blesses schools here in Chicago.
Fantastic. Nice. So where can we get the book?
It's at gatherasyougo.com.
Okay.
All right, we do have to take a break. Kathleen Henson, thank you so much for coming in. We can keep going on and on.
I know.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to have a little time with two of my favorite people in Chicago.
Sure, and you got to come back when you know publish your next piece. I'd love to talk about it.
I'd love it.
Yeah, because you don't have enough going on.
Right,
you don't
have, I feel a book in your future.
Maybe someday.
I'm feeling it.
Huh? A memoir.
A memoir.
I feel too young to write a memoir. We'll see.
That's true.
Down the road.
A romance novel.
Maybe.
She's writing it right now.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. AgencyH5.com, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, go check out the company. If you're looking for some PR for your big biz, Kathleen might be the one to help you out there.
Well, it's good to see you guys, and have a great Christmas to both of you.
Thanks,
guys.
Kathleen. You too.
Right back.
Bye, guys.
Should you just say 41 degrees?
I sure did.
It's 41 right now?
No. Tuesday. Hold on. You got to hold on till Tuesday.
We can do it.
That's nice.
But you know, it feels really good. You know, walking up on Columbus, you know, with the sun in my face. It felt really good for five minutes.
Right. Exactly.
As long as the sun is out, it does feel good. And plus, I think, are you this way, Pam, that you've kind of acclimated to the Chicago temperatures dropping? So 31 degrees feels balmy?
It does. And I keep my temperature in my house really low, like around 60. Ish.
What?
Like 60.
Yeah,
like
when I leave. You're that person that I don't take my jacket off when what? I go to their house.
When I leave,
visit.
I turn it around to 60. Like at night, it's around 63. If I get up to 68, I feel really hot. Like I can't breathe that air. So.
Are you in a smaller place where that heat goes a long way?
No.
What?
She's just hot blooded.
Wow.
No, I live in a mid-century modern that I grew up in, and it is like, you know, the 1.5-story kind of walkout ranch kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at 75.
75?
But I got a 120-year-old home with cracks everywhere.
I got cracks everywhere.
It's going to leak.
I can't imagine.
Mine was built in 64. I thought you could help me with that, Frank, and as a matter of fact.
No, I know a couple people from HVAC, Four Seasons. Yeah.
I can't imagine your heating bill.
Oh, geez. You
75.
It ain't so bad. Wow. I will pay a little bit more for comfort.
That's
for warmth,
true.
For warmth.
I keep it at 69.
Okay.
No jokes.
I'd still be hot.
Easy, Frank. No jokes. So, no, it's because there's something about hitting that 70 mark where I feel like it's wasteful.
Yeah.
Like if I keep it in the 60s, I feel like
I'm wasteful to feel warm and cozy in your home.
True, but because it costs a lot more. I see the bills and it's like, oh my God.
It does. And I still have heating oil. So like,
Sherry pays the bills. So.
I'm trying to measure by the gallon. Like if I keep it in the 60s, I'll be able to stretch that 100 gallons out over the course of a month.
Wait, you got a tank that they come and fill up?
Yep. And it needs filling right now if you want to help me out with that.
Wow. See, I don't know how they do that in Illinois. I thought that was the East Coast thing.
I live in the Indiana Dunes, like actually in the dunes. And so I don't believe natural gas lines go out as far as my house. My house may be the only one nearby like that, but it's the only one like it as well. So
very cool. All right. Pretty crazy. Thanks, Pam.
All right, so you got something special for us. What's the secret? What's the secret?
It's just funny because I saw a headline, The Truth About Your Eye Twitch. And when I read that headline, I actually had an eye twitch. So I read it and I thought, what the hell's causing this eye twitch? I think everybody's had an eye twitch at some point.
I don't know, Ashley, do you get eye twitches?
In their life.
Pam, you do too?
Yeah, weirdly enough, I do.
Okay, so this talks about the reasons behind the eye twitch. Now, I had someone, an acupuncturist, or I don't know, so many like healer people, and I get them all confused. I could swear it was an acupuncturist once upon a time told me, if it's your right eye, I believe, then it's like stress related. If it's your left eye, then it means money's coming your way.
Or, <She's> the...
or vice versa. I don't
know. Come on, left eye twitch. God dang it, twitch.
I know. So who knows what's true? But actually a doctor, I got this from Dr. Daniel Lazar, a doctor at Advocate Lutheran General Hospital in Park Ridge. Some potential culprits for that annoying spasm. And that's just fun to say, annoying spasm. It could be stress. No shocker there. Right. Number one reason your eye is twitching. In most cases, a twitch caused by stress resolves on its own when the stressful situation ends. So if that's what's happening with you, then you know it's just stress. Not getting enough sleep. This could cause your eye to spasm. Or caffeine or alcohol. Ooh. Well, that could be the culprit.
All three right there.
Stimulants have long been thought to cause an eye twitch. Did you have an eye twitch recently?
There was a stretch where I was going through some stuff that I was getting like severe twitches.
Oh, then it must have been stress.
It had to have been stress.
Okay.
It definitely wasn't a lot of money. So it was probably the right eye. And now I got this thing where my right eye blood vessel bursts every it's actually, knock on wood, hasn't happened in a little while, but it was happening. Does that mean I'm going to be filthy rich if my blood vessels are popping in my eyes?
I never heard that one.
And I've got I've had this problem with like these styes that are like, they're the serious kind that form on the inside of your eyelid.
Oh, the stye in your eye.
Right. So painful.
Well, now this morning on my left eye, I feel something coming up on my upper eyelid. I feel like my body is fighting me right now. Like anything it can do to be ugly, that's what it does.
Oh my
like
God.
It's fighting me.
Yeah.
So do you remember, I don't know, Pam, if you were here, we had Dr. Darren Weishman on.
Oh, yeah.
And he talks about the idea that all of our ailments are trapped emotions.
I believe that for real.
And we're certain body parts. Like if you're going through heartbreak, then your heart is having conditions.
Right.
Or
manifesting. I mean, certain things will manifest into various stress or disease because our body isn't in alignment. We're holding this trapped emotion since like our, you know, I did a session with him. You turned me on to him.
Good.
Last week, and he did this, you know, it's almost like regressional type of thing, but it's his own way involving kinesiology and all this other stuff. And he said, what I'm manifesting is because of a 3-year-old version of me.
Oh, see, yeah, there's a lot of stuff we need to heal from our past.
And we're still seeing our life through that 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And never healing it. So it's just building up this compounded, you know, stuff in our system. So, you know, Pam, it might behoove you to maybe, you know.
I think you're right.
To heal the past.
The more to heal the present. Because I think.
Yeah, true.
Let's go deep here. I think that this has to do with my own image of myself. And I see that image through my eyes. And so I'm having these issues with my eyes because I don't like how I look.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
There you go. I just healed myself, didn't I?
Okay. Well, first of all,
amen. Amen.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. That's so sweet.
It is interesting, though, how your eyes are having problems because of how you're seeing yourself. Wow, that is deep.
We want to hear your health issues. 312-981-7200. What do you think about this whole eye twitch concept that Kathy's throwing out here? Do you suffer from the eye twitch?
Do you have some other like really weird ailment that you're sure is contributed to stress?
Yeah.
Something weird, something unusual.
312-981-7200 is the number. You can text in or give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Sunday Fun Day Show. I'm Frank Fontana. That's Kathy Hart. We're talking about weird ailments that are bothering you, like eye twitches.
Right, from stress, because a lot of people are experiencing stress over the holidays, and everybody, I think, experiences that annoying spasm, the eye twitch.
Yeah, Barb says she may have a cure for it. Hey, Barb, thanks for calling.
Oh.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good.
Hi, Barb.
Doing good. You got a cure for us?
Well, I had it for on and off for quite a while. I'm a nurse, retired after 45 years.
Oh, God bless.
And thank you. I have a brother that's a physician, and I was mentioning to him. He's out in California. He said, you know what I use for my patients? I said, what? He said, tonic water.
In the eye or drink?
Quinine water. Little tonic. I use diet quinine water.
What, to just drink it?
Years ago, it's just, you can buy it at Canfield's or Canada Dry makes it.
Can you put vodka in it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wait, just to be clear, Barb, you're saying to drink it, not put it in the eye, right?
I hope not. It's like bubbly.
Right. Put some ice cubes in that glass, yeah. It's hot, you know, diet tonic water, and it worked for me. It's a product of anti-arrhythmia drug, which is quinine water.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. All right. Thanks, Barb. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Barb.
Let's talk to Joanna, who's actually an eye doctor. Hi, Joanna.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
Good to join us, Husky.
So great to have a doctor call in to get all this tomfoolery away and talk seriousness about eye twitching and other eye ailments, because I have a question for you. So let's talk about eye twitching first. Kathy says she gets this a lot, and during moments of stress, it's really like 10 times worse than normally is, right?
Well, it's clearly during times of stress, but I don't know if it's just stress, if it's too much caffeine or alcohol, not enough sleep, or combination. What do you think, Joanna?
It could be a combination, although what I've noticed in a lot of patients is that it also could be dry eye. So as the surface of the eye dries out, it stresses out your eyelids, it stresses out, induces more frequent blinking, and potentially even damage to the front surface of the eye. But something as simple as, of course, not enough sleep or too much caffeine or not enough stimulants that you are normally used to could be the initial trigger. But as we are not getting enough sleep, our eyes are dry. As we are consuming, let's say, more alcohol or more coffee, we are also dehydrated.
Oh.
So it all could relate and spin back to dry eye.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it was my right eye, and my right eye is my dry eye. So that would make sense.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
okay, did you...
So
Did you hear me talk?
If you are trying to rehydrate it, don't just use an over-the-counter artificial tear because that could actually dry you out even further.
I heard that about Visine.
Preservative-free artificial tears. Oh my gosh, Visine and Clear Eyes, they're super addictive and they won't heal the underlying cause.
Don't they deteriorate the blood vessels too?
Precisely. It overstimulates the blood vessels, so it overshrinks them, and then you need to keep using more and more and more. So it's a very addictive component of the medication.
I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Wish I would have known that my younger days.
You should never use...
About Visine.
Exactly. So you should never use something that's not recommended by an optometrist. And I'm always very specific when I make my recommendations so the patient doesn't make that mistake because it could actually exacerbate the problem.
Joanna, did you hear me talking about, I think it was an acupuncturist that told me if it's your right eye twitching, it's stress. If it's your left eye twitching, it means money is coming your way.
Is there any medical, clinical proof to this?
Yeah, I thought that would be your reaction.
John, I got to selfishly ask a question. And for those who suffer from broken eye blood vessels, it's a scary looking thing. But from what I read, it's not really harmful. But I personally have been getting more frequently.
Were you straining on the toilet or something? Can that do it?
My flow is pretty good, Kathy. My flow is good.
We're getting a little personal.
But no, all joking aside, it's been in 6 months, it's happened like 6 times.
Whoa.
I've been to cardiologist. I went to an ophthalmologist who's not
ophthalmologist is a doctor.
This is a
medical doctor.
This isn't a medical doctor. This was the optometrist, maybe.
Oh, okay.
And she did all the blow it in your eye, test behind, looked at all the blood vessels. She said they look all super healthy. I was getting a little bit of high blood pressure. I got that under control, and it hasn't happened in a couple weeks. But I know that's reason for concern for most people, but is it, like, what am I looking at here?
Tell me, what was the initial, did you ask about a sty, or was it that they were just getting lead? I'm sorry.
No, I would wake up sometimes, and there'd be blood in my eye, and it was like a broken blood vessel.
Oh. So first of all, of course it could be something like high blood pressure, but if you are, if you have a heavy workout, if you're lifting a lot of weight.
Oh, hello.
If you're constipated.
Have you seen it?
If you're coughing, if you're sneezing, I mean, even if you had a fun evening in the bedroom the night before, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, any sort of a change in pressure could cause a popped blood vessel. And it also could be anemia.
Anemia.
It's so many things.
So,
what do you think it was, Frank?
I don't know. Huh? It definitely wasn't the top five she mentioned.
What were you doing?
I wish I knew, but you know, from what doctors told me, that once it happens, it weakens and it takes time to heal. And then if you sneeze hard during that healing time, it's still going to burst. It's be more apt to burst. Is that true?
That can also happen. So, the next time that you do have this little pop blood vessel, number one, the day of, it would be wonderful to do a cool compress.
Yes.
And then not do any strenuous activities. And then the next day after, so the first day you put cool on it, the next day you could put warm compresses on it and have the blood resolve a little bit faster. But you definitely don't want to do, let's say, heavy lifting or, try not to cough, try not to sneeze.
Don't have sex is what you're saying, pretty much.
And, well...
No sex, no heavy lifting.
Not as vigorously.
Gently, make love, don't have sex.
Whatever.
Precisely.
Joanna, let me ask you, when you said a warm compress, can that be a tea bag? Because I heard...
Okay, let's not use tea bags.
I heard that was good. Used tea bags.
Let's just use a clean towel with some hot water, squeeze it over, and then put it over the eye. I specifically prefer, there's these little eye patches that have special beads inside that I really like. That I recommend for my patients, just because it's less tedious to just keep dipping the towel in hot water, and this way you can just, lay down, relax, listen to a TED Talk, and put this little eye patch over your eyes. But, if for lack of a immediate gratification, if you can't come pick one up, just a clean towel, hot water,
okay,
and do that a few times.
No tea bag.
No tea bag.
Don't burn yourself.
No tea bag.
No, let's not do. Yeah.
Hey, Doc, thank you so much for calling in. Let's give you a little plug. Where could people find you?
Halsted Eye Boutique in Lincoln Park, over at 2852 North Halsted. So I've been in practice for 10 years now, and I specialize in dry eye and contact lenses. And if anyone else has any questions, please reach out to me. I would love to help.
For sure.
I know. Who knew? We could talk to you about so many things.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Have a good holiday. If we don't talk, I might be coming to see you myself, Doc. So just be prepared.
Please. I would love that.
All right, cool.
Somehow with an eye doctor, we were talking about sex.
Yeah, it happens. It happens on this show.
Oh, that was awesome.
We do have to take a quick break, and then we got some news. But before we do, should we save this for when we come back?
Which one?
The last text that we just got in?
No, let's just say it now because it's
all right. So this texter from the 630 text said, when I'm stressed out, instead of my eye twitching, I burp a lot.
Is that my sister?
Is that you? Did you just text it?
We all do. I swear. Although we burp when we wake up. It doesn't have anything to do with stress.
Is it just
Yeah, some people with or? when they're under stress, they're not breathing properly. And I think a lot of it is like, it just comes out as like air and burping. And I guess. I don't know. It's my excuse.
I'm using that one. My kids hate when I burp. I'm not like a loud, disgusting burper, but you drink like greens. I drink juices and celery juice and lemon.
Hey, tell your kids just be glad it's coming out that end.
Exactly. On that note, we'll be right back. Hey, it's Sunday Fun Day. We're having some fun.
We are having fun.
Yeah. Did you want to read some of these texts, or do you just want to go right into our next guest?
Oh, we can. Let's go into our next guest. Yeah. I'm excited. She's getting stuff all set up.
Okay. All right.
Why? Is there something we should...
No, I just saw a couple fun texts, but we'll move on. I got you.
What? You're such a little baby. What?
No, because I'm interested in this topic about this, according to the Mayo Clinic, caffeinated drinks don't dehydrate you.
What?
That's got to be so contradictory to everything I've ever read about caffeine.
That's crazy.
That's wrong. All right, I'm going to look at this. Hey, for you 224 texted in, if you got some clinical backup to that, I'd love for you to send that along as well. And we'll,
interesting. That's another topic for another day because that's crazy.
Exactly. All right, moving on. We got in studio. You ever been to New City at all?
I have not. And I confessed earlier that I've been living a bit of the suburban life and kind of a little sheltered for a while.
Yeah.
And I know. And I'm ready to get back into the city. And tell me about New City.
Well, New City is a shopping destination.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's
introduce first Suzanne. Coppolis.
Easier than it looks.
Yes, you're representative over at New City.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. And continue.
Well, speaking of a suburb, so you know, it's hard to find that sort of shopping destination in the city because we're so spread out, and everybody feels like it's so hard to get to somewhere. It takes me forever, or I have to walk all the way down Michigan Avenue, right, to hit 700 different stores. And the beautiful thing about New City is it's in the heart of Lincoln Park, Clybourne over in Halsted, that entire little corner right there.
Okay.
And it's this beautiful little sort of lifestyle entertainment area where you can shop, eat, and entertain.
Oh, really?
So you do get that entire feel where you're just like, I want to experience the entire day of something. I don't want to feel like I'm going 700 different places. Everything I need is sort of in this little, cute little cocoon called New City.
That's great.
Which used to be, by the way, Cabrini Green. I don't know if you remember, right?
Yeah.
That whole area.
It got a bit of a facelift.
A little bit. I first moved here, it was Cabrini Green. And it was like, dilapidated and scary and... It's so fascinating to see the transformation over the years and that whole process building it out. I wonder.
Well, I do remember years ago they started putting in all the stores that you find out in the suburbs, like Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever. So how long has New City been open?
Well, it's relatively new, right? It's just been the last couple of years, about 3-4 years.
Okay.
It has a residential area. It also has like a Mariano's attached to it. So it really does. Like, I think the thing is that you have to think about your life is like, let's slow it down and enjoy a day. And how am I going to map out my lifestyle today?
Okay.
I know I need to buy gifts. It's the holiday season, right? But I also know that I either maybe have to tow my children with me or my friends. And then there's things that we're going to want to do. I want to stop and eat, have a drink, catch a movie, send my kids to the movies while I'm in Saks all day. Something like that.
Perfect. Yeah, because that makes it more fun instead dragging the husband along and he's sitting on the couch, bored out of his mind on his phone while you're shopping. It sounds like there's something to do for everybody.
Well, there is. It is. Children, there's so much entertainment. There's Dick's Sporting Goods there because what kids don't like to like run crazy?
Yeah. I almost just said, I love Dick's Sporting
Goods. And tote bags.
I have to say finish the sentence.
I do. Yes. I love... they have a lot of good yoga clothes. You know, the Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
They carry her line of yoga clothes.
Well, and athleisure has become like the new regular dressing attire mm-hmm. for teenagers. I have a 14-year-old niece, and they just don't get dressed the same way that we used to.
Yeah.
And it's all about the yoga pants, and their everything is just constantly, I need leggings. And they're buying all of this athletic wear as their everyday.
Lululemon mm-hmm. and all that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. not to say that women aren't too, but it's just, it depends on what your lifestyle is. Sure. You don't, we always say, you have to run errands, not marathons.
Yes.
So why not stop?
What, yeah, like what men's shop are around there?
Well, the men's shop that is in there is also Saks off of Fifth. So you have all of that designer men's wear that you can easily, you know, it's easily obtainable luxury, right? Yeah. So save yourself a little bit. And not everybody has to know that, you know, they got, you know, Gucci for half off.
Right.
But it feels really good when you do.
Yes, totally for does. Sure. Because then you can buy more.
Right. Exactly. You need a lot more room, a bigger closet at half the price. How about that?
So awesome. You brought some stuff in the studio that we'll yes. end up posting up on WGNRadio.com's Facebook page.
Okay,
I saw some blinging stuff going on over there.
Well, holiday entertaining inspired, right? I mean, there's a few different trends that are coming out this season that are easily forgiftable, right? Because we're especially in Chicago, talk about all that warm weather wear that you need, mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, boots or a faux fur jacket. But when you're constantly going to all these parties, I like to think about like what you're going to gift the hostess or what you can gift your friends and your family so that they can entertain. So Z Gallery is one of the shops over
love
at New City.
I love that place. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a little bit of an interior design buff, aren't you?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've worked with Z Gallery, Gordon over at the corporate, phenomenal. To me, they're one of the few brick and mortars that have survived, you know, where a lot of their, you know, familiar, you know, competitors have vanished.
Hmm.
And I think because they do it right, man, they just have the best, coolest, you know, neatest ideas and items. And I love the way they display stuff. They do it right.
Yeah. Well, they've got a good mix, right? Because the price points can be high to low there, which is also nice. Mm-hmm. I just moved into a new apartment, so I've been like completely, I've like stalked them online. I look for everything first, and I was like, this is going to look great. But Z Gallery, actually, I have the same, you can see the pillow over here, this mm-hmm. pink Mongolian fur.
God, that's so cute.
That's so Z Gallery, too.
Yeah. Like, yes.
If you know Z Gallery, that's their thing, is these mm-hmm. really unique textures and textiles with great accessories. I love their use of like animal print and horn, faux animal print, you know, and like faux horns and all that kind of stuff.
So is some of the stuff you're saying that we can use as hostess gifts? Because I love unique hostess gifts.
Right. So we were looking at you were talking about this before. So I have this like little champagne tinker box, is mm-hmm. what they call it. I mean, you could keep anything in here, but I think it's just adorable to put on display. It looks real fancy.
Mm-hmm. What would you put in there, Kathy? I'm just curious. If you're gifting that to me, what would you put in there?
Pills.
Any particular variety of pills? Diuretics? I mean,
that's the first thing that came to mind. I don't know. What would you put in it?
For you? Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Or for you? For anybody? For a hostess? What would you put in it?
Chocolates.
I would stash cash in there.
That would be good, too.
Oh, that's a good
maybe.
Idea.
Yeah.
Depending if you were in Colorado, I'd probably put some legal cannabis in there. It would be a good little...
Listen to you!
Yeah, right?
All right.
Being creative.
I was thinking mints.
Or mints, yeah. Same thing.
Safe party.
Suzanne's like, yeah, you guys are talking pills and pot.
And tea bags.
It's better you saying it than me, right?
Okay, what else?
Right, and so then we have this other beautiful, it's the Bella Bowl.
Funny.
The Bella Bowl.
So this is $39.95.
See, that looks way more expensive. Mm-hmm. Wait, no. Did you lie?
I might.
Is it
no, like no, more $395?
No, not a lie.
Yeah.
Is it like a resin? Can I see that?
It's a glass.
It's a full glass.
Okay. Oh, don't drop it. It's making me nervous.
Don't break it. Otherwise, that $40 is on you.
That's a great hostess gift because
sure
it looks way more expensive.
It does. And I think it's beautiful. And things I love to do with that is like when you're the lazy person, like I told you guys, I couldn't get my Christmas tree in time. So instead, I just bought a bunch of ornaments and I put them all in the bowl. It makes
smart.
It look, that's like, that's just instant elevated
instant
style,
holiday,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah, super easy.
I like it.
And everybody likes something that
shines.
You want
to touch it, Kathy?
Can I touch it?
Yes, please. Just be gentle with it.
Oh, it's so blingy. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting when you look at it. It looks like little crystal sprinkles. Like ice cream sprinkles, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or that you would put on sugar cookies.
Yes.
That you could actually eat them.
Yeah. So don't eat that one.
Yeah,
but
please.
Promise.
Speaking of food, you guys have some pretty kick-ass restaurants in New City.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Earl's?
No, I have not.
You haven't?
Tell us about her.
Wait. Before you do, we got to take a quick break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then you could talk about food at New City.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back.
Great.
Welcome back to the Sunday Funday Show with Kathy Hart and Frank Fontana. Joined by Susan Coppola from New City, Chicago, here in Lincoln Park. It's that amazing facility or piece of land that has everything you can imagine. You don't have to leave. You go there, you eat, you shop, you hang out, you have a couple of drinks, get some gifts. It's a good place.
And unique gifts. That's what I really like. It sounds like you could take care of everybody.
You can. I mean, like we talked about the kids before with dressing. Then you're talking about men in your life that you either need. Oh, we talked about furniture. We're talking about Z Gallery. But what about, have you guys heard about Lovesack?
Lovesack? No. Yeah.
Okay, it's like almost like it's like a couch that just envelops you. There's a blanket over here that we brought in from it, but it's this new concept. And basically, you know, city living too is difficult to get like the largest couch, or I need like an accent chair. I still haven't found the right one, but it's a new technology, and it's not a giant beanbag, but it looks like it. And then they have all these beautiful covers that go over it. One of them is like a pea pod where you feel like you're just like sitting in a little boat.
Oh, ooh. No way.
And they're amazing. And they've got them for like kids that are gamers that you sit in them.
Oh,
I've seen that before.
Chair. They're really, really cool. And they have different concepts. So beyond Z Gallery, like we were talking about. And then we were just talking about food.
Food. Yeah, we were left off talking about where's the hottest places within New City. I'm sure they're all great.
There are.
How many restaurants are there?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's at least four that I would speak about right now, but I usually start off at Earl's. That's where me and my girlfriends meet.
Okay.
A lot.
What kind of vibe is it?
It's very like kitchen, but bar and loungy. It's very nice dining.
Okay.
So it's not too like, it doesn't, you know, smell like a Chicago pub. It's a beautiful place, right?
We all know that.
We know what that smells like. Yes. Exactly. So this is a little bit more elevated dining. Really good food, good drinks. A lot of the times they'll have half price bottles of wine. There's a lot of different specials, but it's a nice place that I like to meet my girlfriends at, either before you go to the movies at ArcLight, or you know, you can also drink at ArcLight too.
Isn't that the best? Movie theaters
the
have
best.
Great seats
food and
have a
drink.
Cocktail. Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Best Italian at New City.
Well, I mean, I think that everybody has a little bit of that at Earl's or at Yard House, too. They have a really good menu over there. So that's for a little bit more for the beer drinker. They have a lot of brews on tap. So I've had some fun over there. It's a big venue. And then Kings Lane, you know, you can bowl and eat.
Fun.
Which is great because I think people forget like how fun bowling actually can be.
It really is.
You guys host some fun events too. Like tonight you got the menorah lighting, right?
Yeah. So we've been doing some really great holiday events. Yesterday there was a really nice event going on during the day. And then tonight is at 5 p.m. is the menorah lighting. So we invite everybody to come out and experience that and support the local community.
Okay.
What happens in a menorah lighting? Never been to one.
Well,
Have you seen
a menorah?
I know what a menorah is. I've seen it, but what is it like? You guys have a giant menorah that lives in the middle of the plaza?
Well, it's not like a History of the World enormous, but
you mean the ark doesn't come rolling out afterwards?
Yeah, but it's large. So you know, every night during Hanukkah they light one single candle. So tonight will be the finishing of that.
It's the seventh night tonight, isn't it?
I'm Italian.
I think I know.
You're looking at me like
yeah,
I'm
Jewish. Catholic, so yeah. I don't know.
Right.
But...
Well, I'm not Jewish either. Although I was just with my cousins in New York, and we did light one every single night, so I felt like I was part of the crew. So tonight, if you want to experience that, head down to New City. It starts at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 7.
Fantastic.
Although I was always jealous of my Jewish friends because I feel like they got more presents than me.
Well, yeah. Don't they get one for 7 nights in a row?
They do. Each night they get a present.
Yeah. You. Spin that dreidel and then you get a gift. So why not do that? Pick up the gift every time. They should have just gone to New City every night.
Exactly.
Find the perfect gift.
Yeah.
Where can people find out more information about New City if they haven't been there before?
Well, you go to experiencenewcity.com. That's the website. There's also a VIP program. There's a kids program. And majority of them are talking about special events. If you join up for the VIP newsletter, that's what you'll get every time something new is coming. Anytime there's a new special offering or there's a discount. You know, we talked about Z Gallery. They have a certain percentage off right now. Everett Lane is there, and then as well as 6th Avenue, just anything special that's going on. Nando's Peri Peri, have you ever had that chicken?
Mm-hmm. No.
In Oak Brook I've had it, but it's phenomenal.
South African Portuguese chicken Yeah.
Yum.
It's,
I might have to stop on my way home.
I know. Well, and the beautiful thing is if you need to stop during the day, there's free parking from 11 to 1 every day.
Boom.
That was my next question.
Big bonus right there. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, because there is a parking garage, which is really great because it makes it convenient for everybody. I mean, they're right off the Red Line stop. So if you don't have a car, that's super easy. You get off right at the Apple store, right, and you walk over.
Okay.
Very easy to get to. But if you did drive, there's loads of street parking, but they also have a parking garage. And then offering free parking is huge, as we all know in the city.
Very big.
FYI. Textures are responding to our call for some Jewish enlightenment. 8 candles are lit tonight.
Oh, not just candle. The final one?
The final 8th candle.
The final 8th.
The final 8th.
Yeah. Thanks for the clarification, guys. We appreciate
it. Got it.
Susan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. Appreciate it. Yeah. You know, Kath.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. I was just saying about the whole, I mean, I don't know about you, but I felt like, because a lot of my friends had a Jewish dad and like a Catholic mom, so they get the 7 presents and they get the bonus of Christmas, like 10 more presents.
Lucky them.
Lucky them.
I mean, I'm the first person I thought of was Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
Because, yeah. And I didn't have a lot of Jewish friends, so I didn't know what the whole Hanukkah and every night, you know, I've got one that I just met in the neighborhood and I said, what, you seriously get a present every single night? Mm. So I'm starting to become enlightened as to how the whole culture works.
I went to my old neighbor's, the white wife was Jewish and she invited us to one of the dinners.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot which one it is. I don't want to say Passover, or it starts with an S. Maybe some of our Jewish listeners can educate us.
A Seder dinner?
Yeah. I went to Seder dinner. And I read a passage through the Seder, and I had the traditional foods. It was a cool experience.
Yeah. We should enlighten ourselves more.
We should. Mm-hmm. We should. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And you're going to be filling in throughout the week, right?
Next week. Not this coming week. The week after.
All right. We'll talk about it.
I think. I better check.
The Bears are post-show are coming up. Hamp Obi Kaz will be here yelling at it. I don't even know what's going
post-show,
on with the
pre-show.
Game.
Right?
Is it a pre-show or
pre-show?
Pre-show. Okay.
Because they play tonight. They moved them on the schedule because they're good.
Yeah.
So they wanted them to play Sunday night. Go Bears.
They're still in first place, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Aren't they? I think so.
Ashley, you're the producer.
I know.
I'm looking at her like she should know this stuff.
No.
Anyway, you know who knows? Hamp Obi and Kaz.
I know. They're probably like, what a bunch of idiots. Those, who's that Kathy and Frank?
Yeah.
What do they
and
not
you
know?
You see Dan Hampton's hand? It's like the size of a cinder block. You can just slap us across the radio studio one swoop.
It needs a zip code.
It does. All right, we'll be right back. Well, that was fun.
It was. That's, bye, guys. Thank you.
What are you
They're packing
at?
Up everything. Was that really loud or was that just in my head?
The crunching and crackling?
It was the bags. Yeah. The bags.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us folks here every Sunday from 1 to 3, unless we're not. you never know.
Kathy, depends if I feel like it. I'm in town. My son is wrestling.
Yeah, you know, those things. Life happens.
No, I have a blast when I come in. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You can find more of this online. You can go to WGNRadio.com/listen and watch or their Facebook page. You can visit me online, frankfontana.net. Kathy, you are found where?
Out in the suburbs.
Somewhere in the suburbs.
I don't
suburbs.
Have a website.
Yes, you do.
Well, no, it's not functioning right now.
How about your Facebook or
it
social media?
It needs to. Yeah, at Kathy Hart Chicago, but Chicago is CHGO.
And you spend any time on Instagram at all? Or?
Yeah, I love Instagram.
That's
at Kathy Hart Chicago.
Yeah, you gotta get better at talking about this.
I know.
She's like, at
I know.
Something.
I know, I'm so distracted by all the goodies crinkly. That they brought in, and now I'm hungry and I want to go get something to eat.
All right, Hamp Obi and Kaz are coming up next with Carmen. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 7:20 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say, play WGN Radio on TuneIn. The news is sponsored by VictoryAutoRecords.com. It is 2 o'clock, and here's Pam Jones.